This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board is property owned by Geraldine Nelson and, is it Riddell?
Riddell.
Riddell Barnes. Petition 19007701 for account 902-68283. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Riddell Barnes in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand and be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. I bought a lot in Camas to build a house in the late 60s, early 70s. I don't remember exactly what the date was, but to build my house, I went down, I needed to get a wider lot. So the neighbor, Bob Perry, offered to let me have 15 more feet to in the back of my lot on the hillside. It's a steep hill going. And I'll tell you, start off, I'm 80 years old and I didn't bring a whole bunch. I don't have any equipment there. So I had the 15 feet, and that was in about the 70. So almost 50 years, I've had no charge for that 15 feet on my lot, and this year it says it's worth $21,000. I don't, you can't get at, I mean, it's on the hillside. You can't, it's
no, where's it? The hillside is on that side of your property?
Up above, yes. Yes, this hill right in there, yeah.
Well, what about that little strip beside you? Who belongs to that one?
What's that? That one? I don't know. I think. Well,
that's yours too?
Maybe. No, I only have 15 feet. I have 15 feet. And that could be the whole width of that. I don't.
Because it's got your name on both.
Okay, so that's
that
the whole width,
that
15
one has
feet.
Zero.
Oh. And the neighbor also got to get that to make it equal. You see that straight line down through. But again,
which neighbor gave it to you? This one up here?
Yes, above it. Bob Perry owned that.
Okay.
That time. Their house is quite a ways up. Probably, I'd say maybe 200 feet.
So did he give it to you? And that says it's a quick claim deed in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, click on the other one.
That would probably be about right. How?
That's not when you built your house.
No, I built my house.
Click on the property information sheet on that. That's the one that we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go down. Keep going down.
At that time, I was not involved with Geraldine, and I quick claimed her on the house way later.
No history of tax.
And then go up. Now it's valued at what? Go up.
21,074.
It's a single family resident unit not sharing structure with other uses.
700 acres.
Have you talked with the assessor at all on this?
I'm sorry, I haven't.
I think you should do that there on the second floor, because that really, those two strips by measurement looking on that map looks like that's more than 15 feet, judging on the mapping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And something's not making sense there.
Well, and the dates on that.
Go to the other property and look at the property information.
Where was it? What time was the house built? Does that show?
It won't show on that one. Yeah.
Neither one of them show up, and I wonder if it's a
double thing or if it's... Both mapped the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and I...
0.07. This says 2005. This is the oldest. That other one said 99.
And you've never, had you ever even had a notice of value before?
I wonder if they...
And so I'd never
claimed that.
I tried at the start to get it put in. Evidently, the neighbor got his 15 feet put into to the same lot. I made some effort to get that done.
Okay. So here's your house, and then there's this sliver and this sliver that looks like your house.
Is that a driveway on there, or is that a garage?
I'm sorry, that's a canopy, one of those frameworks, and you put the cover on it.
So you can take it down if you...
Yeah, it's just a movable thing.
Okay.
But,
that's one, and that's the other.
But your canopy is
clear up on the top.
Up on top there.
And that's, it's the old bank coming down.
Is there a legal description? Click on the one we're talking about, see if there's a legal description of the property.
This is 238 HJG Maxson DLC.
Where do you go to get that? Is it documents? Or? Go to auditor documents and see if it gets us there.
I quit claiming her because I got a loan on it, so that was, anyway.
Go down to that bottom and then look at that excise that's we were. Does it give a property description?
Hey,
keep going.
At the three parcels there.
Keep going. The exhibit A should give us a legal.
You got more property than I thought I had.
There we go.
There we go. See? Parcel A and parcel B.
Yeah, the west 15 feet. So,
they just list two, they don't list three.
Parcel B is lot two.
Yeah. I think you need to talk to the assessor's office and find out what, let them run that out and see what's going on there, because that just doesn't look right.
Okay. Well, 21,000 didn't look right to me.
No.
I mean, I realize prices have gone up and everything, but it...
Well, but you, yeah, you couldn't do anything with that.
I can't do anything. It's only for to build the house to have the okay, second floor.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope my time on that part. Crazy thing.
You should take a couple of hours. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board at this point is property owned by Daniel and Jessica Cantrell, petition 19007901, for account 19633600. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Dan Cantrell in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So I'm going to ask a couple questions here. You bought this property in January of 2019?
Yes.
For $578,000?
Yes.
And you have a fee appraisal for $595,000 as of essentially that same date?
Yes.
Those are the best two forms of evidence you can have.
Perfect. You got it nailed. Could you, you could be out of here in less than 15 minutes.
Well, I like you guys so
much. Anything else you want to say about that?
No, I guess for me, because I'm new to this whole thing, is I've been paying property tax on a higher rate for this whole year. I think it's 635 was the assessed, and I understand this is for the 2020
tax
assessed. And so I don't want to say concerned, I'm confused why when I had it appraised, when I bought it in January of 2019, why nothing was taken into consideration for that, because I've been paying, I think it's the assessed was $635,000 for the whole year.
But you had to pay taxes this
and
year.
I paid taxes at $635,000.
$622.
I can't remember. I have the thing in here. But, you know, to me, that's a difference. And so that's how I found out about the appeal process. I came in and asked, why am I paying property tax at the $622 when I bought it for $578?
Right.
So I guess, is there any way that I can offset some of that for the prior year?
Unfortunately, at this point, you're assessed 1 year and you pay the taxes the following year.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about today is 2020 taxes.
Yeah.
You purchased it in January of 2019. To have any relief on this year's taxes, you would have had to have owned it in 18 and filed an appeal then. But you didn't own it then, you would not be able to appeal 18's valuation, which determined your 19 taxes.
Yeah, I guess that's how
so
I found out about it.
Unfortunately,
you'll be back next
year.
That's
what it is. But yeah, they may just bump you right back up if the board changes it.
Oh, they will.
They don't keep the board's value as a starting point for the next year. So just be aware, you may be back again.
Theoretically, those should have been adjusted in your closing statement.
That's what I thought.
Because they should have been paying your the seller should have paid the taxes.
They did. They paid
in the closing.
Yes.
In the closing statement. Yeah. So your taxes that you paid for this year still is on that value. I don't know. There's no way to capture that.
I guess that's how I found about the whole process.
Have you talked to them down in the treasurer's office?
I haven't talked to the treasurer's because they sent me up here, and then I was told pretty much the same thing you said. The old owner should have done the due diligence and appealed it.
I would recommend just stop. They're down on the second floor. It can't hurt to stop. It's called the joint lobby, and there's the assessor's office and the treasurer's office. I would talk to the treasurer's office and tell them, you know, what you're telling us. You bought it in January, but you had to pay the taxes on the higher rate, not what you purchased it.
Yeah.
So,
and there's no provision in the exceptions.
Well, I think they go by whatever the assessor had on it as a value at the time.
Right.
And you may have just gotten caught in
I guess that's what it is. Like I said, I'm new to the whole process. Right. I don't understand.
Right.
I'm learning. Of course, I've never bought a house that's expensive before. So.
Right.
But, you know, it's...
It couldn't hurt to stop down there on the second
Okay,
floor.
Well, I appreciate that.
And just get some clarification that, I can't think of any exception in our ability to make an adjustment for that, because you have no what they call nexus of that in that property at that time.
Correct.
Because it was owned by the prior owner. And if you'd have bought it in December, you would have had the ability.
That would have been different. $650 for this year, for this coming year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they have on it for now.
Yeah.
Is $650.
But he bought it.
But he bought it for
$578. Yep. Okay. We got it.
Well, I'm done.
Well done.
You guys are awesome. you made it easy for us. Well, yeah. So I guess the next thing is, if I do have to come in every year, I just get an appraisal every year.
That would still be okay for next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You can get 2 years out of it.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. Well, if your 10:15 hasn't showed up, have some coffee on me. Thank you guys for doing what you do. I'm sorry you haven't seen
it. It gives us some
closer. Yeah.
This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board is property owned by Frank and Terry Fleischman. Petition 19007401 for account 610-545-000. No one is in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, we got a late file request, good cause request, John and Amber Gibbons, tax parcel number 14090900. He fits three of the reasons. Well,
take your
let's see. His home was not fully built, and they did not obtain occupancy until November of 19. Final appraisal was not available to us until 11/26/19. Also, my grandmother had passed away in July. Also, had multiple trips for work that forced me to stay away from home during the time period.
Well, they've got it covered.
So, yes, he does. Okay.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. This is the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Our board members present this morning are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. First case before the board is property owned by Thomas Luce. Petition 19007101 for account 19456400. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Patrick Lynch and Nicole Lynch. This is petition number 19008001 for account number 17504100. There is no one in attendance for the assessor's office. Patrick, just so you know, the board members present today are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. And we have Patrick Lynch by teleconference. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Excuse me. I came in and appealed last year, or actually it was earlier this year, and I had presented a comparable properties, and then I also submitted quotes for repairs to my house. I'm having a rough morning. Repairs to the roof on all the structures, repiping, new cabinets in the kitchen. I think the only thing I didn't have on there was electrical. And in my appeal on last year, you guys, the board deemed that the property value was accurate from the assessor, but that the remedy was to reduce the value of the property some $65,000. Since none of the nothing has been done to I haven't affected any of the repairs since then, I would ask for a similar assessment this year.
Are you planning to make these repairs, or the are things failing to the point where they need to be fixed?
We did a patch on the roof. And that was on the main structure, because it was failing, but we didn't replace the entire thing. We did a patch. The cabinets, most of the other items are what would need to be done to the house to bring it to the level of a comparable property that the assessor is basing my valuation on.
Okay.
Thank you.
other questions?
I don't have any questions.
No, he just answered them by saying that he hasn't done these yet or whatever, so I'm good.
Okay, I think we got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Close here.
This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board is property owned by Ethan Province. Petition number 19008201 for account 98603514. There is no one in attendance for either party.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make it based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close here.
This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Ramanthan Ramanthan and Alaminu Ramanthan?
Yeah, you're cutting.
Okay. Do you want me to Rommel? Is that what you prefer?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Petition number 19004501 for account 110186966. There's no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Rommel Ramanthan in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand and be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to, I know you've been in before, but to remind you that we're independent from the assessor's office, and we'll hear your testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome.
Okay.
And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state.
Okay.
The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay.
So unless you have questions.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Certainly. Go ahead and explain your appeal.
Okay. I give a PowerPoint, so I just want to go through the slides.
Sure.
And also I have some suggestions, so I just want to ask you guys also on that. It gives the property ID and petition number, the first slide. Second slide, basically I want to talk on the five points. One is I want to go through the sales history of this property. Then broker valuation letter, I want to go through the thing. Then valuation based on similar properties sold in the neighborhood as well as nearby neighborhoods on the same type of property. And prior year assessment of the same property and summary.
Okay.
So first one is on the sales history. So we bought the house on 7/16/2015 for $1,020,000. It was on the market. The house was on the market for more than 5 years. Nobody was willing to buy the house. So that was the price we paid for the house. Any questions on that? Can I go to the next one?
Sure.
Okay. Then we had a broker to evaluate the housing, what the value of the house. So that I attached a letter. Sorry, it is so small. I just copied and pasted. So if you need a bigger copy, I can send it.
And they're suggesting a value of $1,150,000, right?
Yeah.
Second page.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a very small letter. Even I cannot see my eyes. As I get older, I have the same problem. I cannot read. Yeah.
Well, that was based on January of 2017.
Yeah. That is the assessor. Yep. One of those assessments you get, so I thought, okay, get an assessor. Get the valuation, what the price of the house is or something,
okay.
According to them or something.
Okay.
So next slide, I looked at the similar properties, one on the same neighborhood and one nearby neighborhood and similar type of houses. So the first four is on the same neighborhood where we live. So the average square foot comes to $145 for the average square foot.
Is this on assessed values you're talking about now?
What is that?
Assessed values?
No, sales.
This is a sale value, sorry.
Okay.
Sales. Yeah.
So the houses are on the similar size, so 6,000 square foot to 4,000 square foot houses. And nearby, I got like five or six houses, looked at recently sold, look at what is the price, is like $143.96 a square foot. Mm-hmm. So if I use, so what I did is, okay, if I use the neighborhood price, house price comes to $925,000. And if I use the similar property outside, comes to $918,000. So we purchased the house for $1.2 million. So this is just a statistics I'm giving.
Okay.
Yeah, any questions on that? Is that clear?
No. Yeah.
Okay. Then, what was the assessment for prior year for the same property? So what it did is initial assessed value, and what after the appeal, what the assessed value is given. So then I call the assessor and talk to them, why every year I need to come, is there anything can be done, etc. He says each year is work independently, so they don't have the way to go back. So at least bring up that point so you guys can really recommend something for future that can save a lot of time for a lot of people. That is just a recommendation from the assessor. So I'm just providing my feedback on the thing. So is there any questions on this slide?
No.
Okay. Then pretty much in the summary slide, so we bought the house for $1.02 million. The average price for the similar property in the same neighborhood is $925,000. Broker valuation is $1.48 million. So if we can have something nearby, that will be a great help. And also in the future year, if it can be done something, that will be a great help also. That way it will save time for
good,
you all also.
Good luck on that one.
Yeah, the assessor's office won't.
Okay.
They won't consider our value for more than that one okay. year.
Yeah, he asked me to bring it up. So, but I'm just, that also will help. Okay, but if it cannot,
we
then.
We wish they would, but they,
okay.
they won't.
Yeah, any questions on that, please ask me, I'll be glad to.
Let's look at these, how is this that were nearby, in your neighborhood. Do you know what the quality of those houses are?
It's all pretty much similar in the neighborhood. On the, if you go outside the neighborhood, I really cannot tell. In the neighborhood, pretty much every house.
Okay.
That are pretty much the same
Can we
quality.
Start with this first one?
Sure.
15915 Michael Brook Lane.
159?
Mm-hmm. 15 Michael Brook Lane, all one word.
It's not coming up.
A E L, Michael Brook. Lane.
15915?
Yeah. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's 5915. He's got the 1, 2, 3, 4 right next to it. It's 5915.
5915.
Michael Brook Lane.
Did I 5915, did I type the address wrong?
I don't know.
5915.
Here it is.
Okay. Oh, 159.
Well, no, that's what I said too, but the 1, 2, 3.
5915. No, there's no one. That is 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
What I gave you first.
I see.
So it's 5915.
Michael Brook.
I guess we could look it up on See, that's in your neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yes.
It's the northwest. Maybe we didn't have northwest in there.
And it's so... Keep going up. 905 and 17, huh?
Yeah,
oh, no, 17. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's what
okay.
You got.
Look at the quality of the house.
That'd be a good or very good.
Very good.
And what's the quality of yours, do you know?
Very good.
Very good plus. Yeah.
The county is comparing him to three excellence.
Quality, they're saying very good plus on his.
Do you know these houses that they had as comparables?
What is that?
Have you been in? Do you know any of the assessor's comps? Do you know any of these?
I haven't been inside the house, so...
Are they in your neighborhood?
Yes. No, this one I don't know. The house that I gave, all those in the neighborhood.
Well, one has to be close by. It's 3327. Yours is 3217. So not too far.
They're all 3X1.
3011 Northwest Flatbush Drive.
You want to look at that one, the 3327?
The first number, that is just I put the number 1, 2, 3, so
yeah, no,
just sorry for that. It
okay.
Come together.
That's okay. One,
yeah.
Yeah.
1101 86970 1101 86970 17,950
17 million?
$1,950,000 in 2017.
Does your house have a view of the golf course or the lake or?
What is that?
Do you have a view from your house of the golf course or the lake or?
No, we have some view from one side of the golf course.
Of the golf course.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
some area is like what is the drainage water comes in. Some.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I remember reading that.
Yeah. Yeah, this house
yes.
is very, yeah, this is one of the very beautiful houses.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it has a view.
Yeah. They have all the 360 degrees
yeah,
view on the back
right,
and all
yeah.
those, yeah. It's in the private secluded area. You have to drive through the things and
right.
yeah.
Pool house, pool.
Haven't been inside the house, so I cannot tell.
The garage is almost as big as my house. Do you have any others you wanted to look at again?
No.
Yours is on the curve, isn't it? Where they're kind of the street?
On the street, it's on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not on the curve, it's on the street.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Where are these other addresses of yours in your neighborhood? Where's Michael Brook Lane, for instance?
Over here's Michael Brook.
Right there, so you can do it.
And 52.
Right turned into Michael Brook.
Okay. That's yours there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's Deer Farm?
Deer Farm's up on the hill, which is way back over here.
Are any of these others nearby? Are they in that neighborhood?
Astor, Lake Road.
Walden Court or Walden Street is probably in there.
No, I meant the other ones, nearby ones.
Oh, no. wouldn't say any of them would be in there close.
So the first four are the one in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Other one is in Camas because there's not that many houses.
They're all in the Camas area.
Yeah.
But neighborhood-wise, they're not. There hasn't been a lot in the neighborhood out there.
Are things selling quickly out in your neighborhood, or are they on the market for a while?
What is it?
Are homes selling quickly in your neighborhood, or are they on the market?
If the price is right, it's selling. If the price is not right, it just stays for the market. You know?
3327, where is it located on there?
What?
3327 Lacamas Drive. Would it be that way or that way?
I don't know. They're all along that Lacamas Drive because it comes
down to Bentwell.
Okay.
Okay.
Two.
So he's at 3327.
What'd you say, Dan?
3327.
Yeah. 3327 should be back that
right
way,
here.
I think.
That one?
Yep.
That one, okay.
3327 Northwest Lacamas Drive.
So
that's just two houses from you then, right?
Mm-hmm. They have a view?
Yeah.
Or is that all
trees? Yeah, they have a complete golf course. That golf course goes in that area.
Okay. You could look at the details on that.
0.85 acres, 1,009,000. What's sell for?
Yeah.
17. 1950. Oh, yeah, that's the one we looked at before.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I got it.
Me too.
You okay, John?
Yeah.
So any of the information I can provide that will help you all?
I think you've pretty much given us what we need.
Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, we got it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
For next year, you might want to maybe get a new updated letter from...
Okay, every time they charge me money...
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Okay. And that's the reason, okay.
Charge you for the letter?
Yeah, to come and... Yeah. They, yeah. They all want somewhere. So that's the reason I didn't do it.
I know.
If you guys really need it, I can get it.
I just thought since it wasn't a full-blown appraisal, it was just a...
Yeah, but sometimes...
A letter that it might not be costing much money.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. For the board, at this point is property owned by Bintek So and Li Wen Lu. This is for petition number 19007801 for account 125-606-056. There's no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Bintek So in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
So do you have my file that I sent, PowerPoint?
We've got all the written.
You got it one. So I
can bring it up. Oh, I put in my password. Yeah, let me close this. Yeah. Okay, close.
don't have any children. You don't have any children open or whatever that says.
Child dialogue box.
What is it called?
A child dialogue box.
No, why? Yeah.
That means it's in simple English.
Whoever developed the software program.
That's not in
your query.
I guess it isn't.
Whatever happened to submit your question?
Your query. 19. There we go.
That sounds more sophisticated.
I know.
And events. Additional? That it? Come on.
You can press F5 on that. That makes it the presentation mode.
Okay.
So my property is the one on the red arrow, bottom red arrow. So I'm going to show a few cases. So
the bottom, the one that goes up.
Right, the one that goes is the subject property.
Yeah, and then go up to the end of it.
Right. And then you can see the first case I want to show you is just my next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. And they sold for $850, and the house is 5,300 square feet. So if you pitch down, I can have a record. See, this lot property was on the market for 8 months, right? Since the January of 2019, They listed for $965. They reduced until $879, but it finally closed at $850. So judging from that square footage, $850 on a 5,000 something square foot house is 158 square feet per square feet.
Per square foot.
Yeah. And my house is 4,196. And you multiply that, it's 660 something. So it's not what the assessor is saying, right? This is a real case. It's September, just 2 months ago. And then the next page, I have another case, which is also directly opposite a neighbor. 4,723 square feet for 4 months. Yeah, they have been listed January for 800 something. They reduced. And then they had a huge reduction, and then finally sold for $161 per square feet. Right? So that means my value is about 670 something. And next one I want to show also very close by, 3,673 square feet. They're on the market for 2 months. They reduced from 675 down to 640. Okay, fair enough. It's $174. That put my value at 730. And then, so I'm showing the average, the range. And the next one I have, fourth case, is also a neighbor on High Point Drive. This eventually sold for $675, and it dropped from $749. It was one of the longest one on the market.
And it's 4,395 square feet, or 4,295, right?
4,395.
So that also shows it's, my property should be about $644,000 valuation. And I also have a latest one that just happened. This is just
a one on Deer Fern.
And it's on.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, Deer Fern, yeah. Right? Yeah. I put a copy, extra copy, if I may. And it is $650,000 for 4,483 square feet property. And that is $145 per square feet. So that even put my property lower at $608,000.
You're asking for $680,000, right?
Actually, I'm asking for even lower, but
I don't. Change it? You can change it.
Can I change to $650,000? Yeah.
$650,000?
Yeah. So yeah, with all the economic uncertainties and the Brexit, and my company is also seeing slowdown, I think the property market has peaked. It has definitely peaked and slowly coming down. So
are you wanting to reduce the value on your home by $30,000?
Yes.
To $470,000?
Based on, this case even dropped the lower bar to $608,000. So that pulls the average down.
Okay.
When was this set?
This was actually pending right now. If you go to Redfin, you can see this home is pending. That's all I have for today.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
You must have told us about that. You must have mentioned that because I looked that up and I wouldn't have otherwise. The one on Redfin.
Yeah, that was sold last year.
Yeah.
Which one?
The one on Deerfront.
Oh, this one?
Yeah,
this
one. You had that in here someplace.
This is actually on.
I just see one up.
On Autumn
one
Court.
158. Yeah. Deerfern.
There's one on Deerfern. Yeah.
That was the eight.
The first one was the one on Deerfern.
Yeah,
the first one.
Here's one. Yeah.
This is on Autumn Court.
Oh.
It's also very close to my house. It's by the cul-de-sac. And the one I circle in red is my property. So it's like two houses, 5-6 houses away.
We can't accept that.
Oh,
so you have to take it back.
Okay.
We could look at it. But.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have any questions on you.
No.
No. I'm good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
See you next year.
Probably so.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming.
Good.
This is a continuation of the December 4th, 2019 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before the board at this point is property owned by Ronald Sturgeon, petition number 19007201 for account 156941000. There's no one in attendance for the assessor's office. We have Ron Sturgeon in attendance. Will you please raise your right hand to be sworn in?
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing to be the truth and a penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office, and we're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind, the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let Frederick explain your appeal.
Now, is this for the value for this year's taxes or next year's taxes?
Next year's taxes.
This is the valuation that they placed on it on January 1st, 2019 for your 20 taxes.
Yes, that's what I thought. So, to start with, I was shocked by your determination that the assessor was right, that the structures had value in our last session. That for years, when I did talk to assessors, and that's been years ago, and realtor friends, they said that very likely our property would be developed eventually, and that there would be no value on the structures because they were poorly placed for development and they would be raised. The trees would have no value as they would be raised as well. The property would be entirely cleared. And so I was very surprised when...
Well, I don't recall the entire thing, but as I recall, we made the decision on the basis of the information you provided us. You did not provide us any of that information.
I did, and I provided a past statement from the assessor's office that showed zero valuation for the property.
Okay.
I did not spend a lot of time on it. I thought that was sort of a foregone conclusion, that there was no value to it if the value was in development. So it seemed that the assessor was now determining assessment on both current use and potential market, which is speculative.
What's this property zoned as?
R12.
So it's not prime developable?
No. Just R12.
Okay.
R12.
But they consider it, the assessor considers it prime developable. Based on the prime land sales found, we request the assessor's value be adjusted to the value of the prime land only. So they're considering it prime land only. Even though it doesn't say that up here in the narrative, they say that.
And When an assessor actually visited and walked the property years ago, she determined that yes, part of the land was wetlands, and it was within the flood zone.
I don't know how many years ago you're talking about, but you know, this assessor's been in what? This assessor's been in for 10 years, and he changed a lot of the things that were being done years ago. So
I know he has.
Last year's.
I know he has.
But wrong one, sorry. I was just going to bring up last year's decision to them to see.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if it was, and this is from what old timers have related to me, in 1948, 49, or 50, sometime in there. I think it may have been the year that we had a severe winter and a lot of snow accumulation, and then a sudden melt off when a Chinook hit in the spring, and the entire area flooded, and the house at 5303 Northeast 58th Street was essentially in the middle of a lake.
Yeah.
And since then, there's been development around us, north of us, there are three developments, and they all drain into the system. And at one point it's a 12-inch, another point it starts out at 10-inch. I thought it was 12 all the way through, but when I checked it again, it's a 10-inch, where there's a catch basin out near the street that I can check. Well, and it's my responsibility apparently to keep it free of debris so that it does drain. And they filled north of us, filled it up 3 feet where it used to be low. East of us, at least part of it was low, and they filled that and they recontoured it so it drained on us. Finally, after struggle, when the county said they could do nothing about it, the builder did put in a French drain to divert the water down to a holding pond. West of us, they filled, and even after they filled, when they were developing it or building on it and putting an infusion, at 3.5 feet they hit water. And it's the groundwater is not consistent throughout. And south of us, they filled it up about 3 feet to put in the street. But on our property, the northwest corner, the southwest corner, and the southeast corner are a bit higher, and they're probably buildable. But since they filled in west of us, where the water would used to drain off if it got to a certain height, it would no longer. And they put in sump pumps initially in 4 of the houses, I believe it was, and then I talked to a worker who was installing another 2 later on retrofit because they were having water issues under the houses. And I have to hand it to Osprey Homes. They are better than any of the other developers, builders, about taking care of water problems, or trying to. But it doesn't mitigate all the issues by any means. And the additional load...
So where are we today? I know that I remember the testimony now, and she showed us what we said last year. You testified last year that most of your land was usable now because you put mounds in and the water's been drained out.
No, I did not say it was mostly usable.
Well,
I said there was still...
A good portion of it was usable.
Yeah, there are, on the south end, possibly, on the northwest corner.
That's what you said. You already said that.
But the rest of it is probably not.
But you don't have standing water on it anymore.
Not right now, but we've had dry years. So the groundwater has gone down. From what it was 3 years ago, it's lower now. When I've done test holes, it's not there. But with the infusion, when we get heavy rains, the water level will go up. And this is sort of a peculiar area. There is this, for lack of a better shallow aquifer.
We understand all that, and we're not going to do anything unless you have a proven ground test. Somebody comes in and does a geological study of the area and presents that.
So because I'm not a certified geologist or a hydrologist, you will not take my evidence?
Well, we've seen that. You've brought that in before. And, you know, it's just there's grasses growing and there's things that are there, but you don't have water on there now.
This is irrefutable that the land is hydric soil, is wetland soil.
But it has been wetland in the past, and you testified that there's no water on it in the last few years.
In the last 3 years. But that does not change the basic hydrology or the basic geology of the soil.
It does so if things have been done to mitigate the issues.
They only mitigate surface water issues. When the water builds up or these reservoirs fill up with water, when we get these unusual events that they used to call 100-year events that we seem to be getting, we haven't had one this decade that I know of.
Which one is his property there?
We have here.
It's in a basin. And now wetland.
It's not even on the wetland maps.
But the property there is a property that's somewhat similar at 7318 Northeast 63rd Street. It's in a basin too. Mm-hmm. We do have a little higher land around our basin. But if it rains and there's any obstruction at all or any heavy flow, that these holding ponds fill up, and then where does the water go? It has to go into the system, the runoff system. And I have seen it. I have witnessed it almost full with heavy rains in the past. And, in fact, overflowing when it did flood.
You testified that it hasn't been done in the last 3 years, and several things have been done to the property and surrounding properties.
I did these years ago.
I understand that, but I'm saying that you've testified that it hasn't happened in the last 3 years at least.
But I don't understand your argument that 3 years changes the basic geology and hydrology. I don't know how that can happen.
Because several things have been done to mitigate it.
You don't think it's because
drains
it's been
and
dry
mounds
weather?
And
it's been dry weather. I find this very frustrating.
Well, they don't have it on a wetlands map. I mean,
but that does not change the basic nature of the soil.
So, I guess, is yours the only soil with that? How did they develop all of this other stuff?
That's what I would like to know, because when I bought the property in 1976, I knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I knew this was in Thomas Lake wetlands area. The old timers told me that. Yes,
it has proven to evidently not be if they've developed all of this, because I know this all used to be considered wetlands too. I know right where that is, and I've seen the water on it. But something has happened that's changing. I mean,
they have gone ahead and developed it, and with development practices, they are exacerbating the conditions of runoff because they compact the soil. In one day, I witnessed them haul in 20 tandem loads of soil to fill on the property west of us. And I talked to a driver. He said the capacity of each is 15 yards, but they only haul 12 yards because of potential damage to the roads. And they compacted it. They had compactors go over it, so it does not perk.
Well, we understand that, but they've done something to take the runoff water someplace because it's not building up on your property.
They have holding ponds. And with, well, there have been periods in the past that it would not have water standing on it for several years. And then we get these heavy rains. Like if we get the end of a typhoon, where we get over an inch of rain in a day, it'll probably fill up most of the holding ponds around. If we get another inch of rain, that water has to go somewhere, and it will overwhelm the system. The system is not...
We can't deal with what-ifs. It's just impossible. We have to deal with what's existing today.
And the condition was there,
and we know that it was wetlands. And all the mitigation that has taken place, and that's why we ruled the way we did last year, is that there's several mitigations that have taken place that have, in addition to the fact that it being a dry year, has taken the water someplace else.
What mitigation has happened on my property except that I've taken care of minimal flows or minimal additions? If we get this unusual situation...
I know, I said we can't deal with what-ifs. I mean, it's...
But historically, we have a pattern of about every decade we're getting what they used to call a 100-year event. And then what happens? If they develop it, they're going to have to fill considerably if they develop it. I don't think it should be developed, frankly, because of its history. But if they do, and they fill, then that's going to push the water onto neighboring properties.
Well, okay, it's not on the maps as being a wetland. We can't deal with it if it's not. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
So you're saying if I hire a hydrologist to come out and declare this a wetland, then you will consider it?
We would have to consider it, yes. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter that I've had...
No. It doesn't. Because you...
I mean, the citizen does not count.
You count.
You're saying the citizen doesn't count.
You count, but you cannot present yourself as an authority.
I am not.
Whatever. But you are. If you're asking us to base our decision on the authority and the evidence you presented, but you don't have credentials to say that you're capable or qualified to do that.
But I am...
I can see it, too.
I am testifying under oath.
But you're not qualified to testify under oath as to what that soil is and isn't.
What has happened to our democracy for citizen participation?
If you had water on your property in the last 3 years, we would definitely consider that. But I'm telling you, you've testified that there have been several mitigation issues done, and it was at one time wetland property. But it doesn't appear to be that way in the last several years.
The last three. When they were developing, we did have water on our property, and that was at least somewhat as a result of development.
And you presented us with pictures, and the last time, I remember you testifying, those pictures were many years old, and
you haven't had
any water on your property for several years. I mean, that's what you testified to, and we had previously taken that into effect as being current water. Well, then when we found out it wasn't, those were old pictures.
This was when they were developing.
Yes, no, understand that. Yeah, that's not today.
So, I find this completely mind-boggling that you're saying...
You're saying that the mitigation they've done has done nothing.
It hasn't.
But how do you know that? Because there's no water on it now.
It hasn't changed.
How do you know that?
Because it's still... In the catch basin, it's still a 10-inch, and then in the new property, it's a 12-inch. And that was at capacity in years past. And if we get similar conditions of heavy rainfall in a short period of time, it will overwhelm the holding ponds, and it will flood the lowland area.
Okay. We can't. What do you want?
Well, you had come up with a value.
Did you get this letter from the assessor?
Yes.
Reduced it to 544 and took off the buildings.
Right. But before you had, I refigured my suggestion of value, if I can find that now.
You have 370 on your petition.
Yeah, I re-looked at that, and I did visit every property the assessor listed as comparable properties. I looked at all of them. And what I found in visiting them, none of them are comparable. None of them appeared to be wetlands except the one near the river, which is Slope Riverfront property and might be in the flood zone, at least partly.
So did you find any to present to us on your own that are wetlands, that are similar to, that have water that are similar to yours?
Yes. That's what I was saying earlier.
I see the one sale on, was it 63rd Street or something?
That's the one I found.
That has not sold, has it? Isn't that the wetlands pond that's just east of the fire station?
It's somewhat similar, and I'm not sure whether the pipe is an influent.
They get water stands in there quite often in the winter, and
but that hasn't had water in it for
a couple of years.
Probably 3 years. It's been dry. So are their taxes going to go up too?
Is due to a storm drain upgrade through the area. And now if you go along there on 63rd, just to the west of the Safeway store, up there where creek bottom comes down through there, you know, they're developing all of that, putting houses into all of that. It's always been non-buildable, but it isn't anymore. So
I'm perplexed.
So are we.
And I understand. I appreciate your dilemma, and I appreciate the assessor's dilemma too, that they're understaffed, and the assessor's visit to our property has been essentially drive in, drive out. He does not stop.
That's likely all they're going to do ever.
Just drive by.
And I understand from the load they have, that's about all they can do. They can't do much else. So I don't think they're trying to be unfair.
Did you find what you were asking, wanting to change your value to?
Where did I put that? I thought the land probably should be about $420,000.
$420,000?
Yes.
And nothing on the building?
Nothing on the buildings.
Okay.
And the reason I did not appeal during the recession years was I thought, you know, it's fair that they put a value on the structure since the land had gone down. That would be fair. And I did not object to that, and maybe that was a mistake in retrospect, but I thought it was a fair amount of taxes that they were assessing at that time.
All right, we have your information, we have your testimony.
I'm sure it's frustrating for you too.
They just recently did a new water study in the last couple of years, and that your property doesn't show up as being wetlands because all the mitigation that they've done and the development that they've allowed in the.
I know, but actually, what has happened with the mitigation is the holding ponds.
But you don't know that until it happens.
Have raised the groundwater level generally, although in the last 3 years it's been relatively dry and the water level, groundwater level has gone down. And again, as you say, citizen's word doesn't count unless you have an expert.
It counts, and we've done stuff in the past, but you testified that it hasn't happened in the last 3 years, so and it's not on the but, on the current.
But I don't understand how
wetlands.
You can conclude that 3 years, relatively dry years, changes the basic geology and basic hydrology.
Basically, you're saying if you have another heavy rain, you're going to be right back where you were before.
Right.
Or when we have another heavy rain.
You've had no water on your property, and they have not put it in the wetlands map. So how can we say anything else? I mean, if you had a study done.
So they did not ask me when they changed this. They did not consult me. They did not look at our property. They just, like the assessor, sat at a computer. Okay, this has been developed. That's been developed, so we can develop this.
That may be the fact.
That might be it, but that's what we have to live with.
You're stuck with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I guess that probably concludes.
You need to buy a hydrologist a couple of drinks and have him come out and give you a study.
Well, I don't know a hydrologist. I know several engineers and surveyors who've helped me in the past, and realtors. People have expressed interest in buying a property, but nobody has made an offer. They all want to do some research on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to move on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Close
well, thank you.